CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Kate Otterbein. A professor at the Dalhousie University Agri-Food Analytics Lab has declared food affordability a national crisis. Part of a new study conducted, Sylvain Charlebois says 58% of Canadians are more likely to eat food with a best before date of the same day or the day after to save money. She said in certain cases, like meat, it could lead to sickness and warns to be very careful around the best before date. On a breakdown of food-related sickness, 41% of millennials say they believe spoiled food they ate made them sick within the past year. That's the highest number out of all generations by about 20%. Goderich is celebrating a special anniversary this summer as a wartime-era plane will make its return to the town 60 years after it initially touched down. On June 14th, the Lancaster FM-213 is set to arrive at the Goderich Airport. On the same day in 1964, the Royal Canadian Air Force brought the retired plane to town so it could be used by the local Legion for a war memorial. However, it was reacquired and returned to the skies, says Legion Branch 109 President Randy Carroll.
We're really looking forward to this one being back. After it left here in 1977, the Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum acquired it, and it was restored, and it was actually returned to the air in 1988. You know, it's only one of two that are actually airworthy, which is pretty impressive.
The Lancaster will be on display for 2 days, June 14th and 15th, before returning to the Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum in Hamilton. Award-winning Anishinaabe and Portuguese-Canadian writer Cody Catano brought his memoir about the impact of the 60s scoop to Owen Sound. The book, Half-Bads in White Regalia, is Catano's childhood story about what happened when his Indigenous mother and Portuguese father divorced, leaving the children to be moved from home to home because of their parents' alcoholism.
Get the book up and you go like, okay, it explains what a half-bad is. It kind of explains, you know, has a non-explanation of what White Regalia is, but that's to give the reader the option to see into it, whatever that means for them.
Catano adds it was the love and support of those around him that gave him the tools to survive. Planning is getting underway for Clinton's 150th celebration, and Allison Lobb wants your help. She says a meeting is coming up on May 8th at 6:30 at the Clinton Town Hall.
We had one meeting, and there were very enthusiastic people attending, and I'm hoping there'll be a large number attending this time. And it's basically to choose a chairperson and get going on firming up dates.
If you're interested in helping out, Lobb encourages you to come out. For those unable to make it, she says you can also email her ideas, which can be found on her website. The Royals stole a 2-1 rain-shortened victory over the Blue Jays in 5 innings following a 3-hour, 38-minute rain delay to take the series 3-1. The Royals jumped out to an early lead on Salvador Perez's 2-run homer, and the rain started in the second inning. Ernie Clement's RBI single was the only offense for the Jays. Sergei Bobrovsky made 26 saves, Matthew Tkachuk scored twice, and the Florida Panthers beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-3 on Thursday night to take a 3-0 lead in the first-round playoff series. Brandon Montour, Sam Reinhart, and Stephen Lawrence also scored for the Panthers, who will seek a sweep Saturday night in Tampa. Members of the NHL community and beyond paid tribute to Bob Cole on Thursday after the legendary broadcaster died at age 90. He died Wednesday in St. John's, surrounded by his family, his daughter Megan Cole told CBC. Cole, an influential voice in broadcasting for more than half a century, brought life to some of hockey's biggest games. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.